the leader of the group and the most famous person was the famous Dr. Leopold Zuntz. Yontov Lipman Zuntz, who wrote an enormous amount of material. And he applied it to the study of Judaism scientifically. Later on, the offices of the organization later were across the street from what eventually became the great rabbinic seminary of Rabbi Hildesheimer in Berlin, the Orthodox Seminary, the Beis Medrash Rabbonim. So someone once came and asked Hildesheimer what was the difference between his seminary and between Zuntz's seminary. So he said, if you want to know what Rashi says, then you have to come by me. If you want to know what color tie Rashi wore, then you have to cross the street. Maybe overstated, but the point is sharp. And that that organization, it's interesting today that the works of that organization and its accomplishments, etc., have almost no echo anywhere else except among Orthodox Jews. I mean, the works of Zuntz, etc., are not read by the vast amount of assimilation as Jewry. He doesn't exist for that. But that's God's irony, God's sense of humor, how God always does it. It's like the forwards today. The Jewish Daily Forward is read only by 95% by Orthodox Jews. The forward that still has on the masthead that Workers of the World Unite, and that sponsored the Yom Kippur night banquets, the Kol Nidre night banquets, is left with writing of Divrei Torah on the Parshas HaShavua, and is left with in describing Hasidic Rabbeim, etc., because that's who they're left with. All the Yiddishisten, their children, have long since moved away from reading Yiddish or being interested in it, or certainly from the Jewish Daily Forward. Into this scene of chaos in Germany, there stepped a very original, strong, different person. And that's Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, who was born in 1808, and who for 80 years, for the 80 years of his life, really devoted himself to combating reform. But it's very interesting. His method of combating reform was really to defang reform. He took everything good in reform and put it into orthodoxy. What I mean good is, I'll explain that in a moment. What he did is that he made it unnecessary to be reform in order to have the benefits of reform. And system, which later was called neo-orthodoxy for one reason or another, was really a stroke of genius, and it worked very well in Germany. Whether or not it can successfully be transplanted elsewhere, it's really not fair, because the times and circumstances and society are far different. Hirsch himself went to the university. Hirsch himself was very, very well read in all of the classical studies. Hirsch wrote a commentary and a translation of the Bible in German. Hirsch's commentary is in German. The commentary that we have, the English is translated from the German, the Hebrew is translated from the German, but the book is written in German. Hirsch introduced, in effect, speaking in German in the congregation, the sermons in German, the translations in German, the commentary in German. Hirsch preached a loyalty to Germany and the fatherland. Hirsch was a great believer in the Enlightenment and in Western civilization. If you'll see, for instance, in one of the most classic examples of that, in the Parsha Vayishlach, where he comments upon the meeting of Jacob and Esau.